Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back into the top of the first hour of the show here at ESPN Upstate. I am Josh Phillips. I'm so behind, but I've got to give the keyword, the free cash stash giveaway. Diesel, right. Did I say that right?
It's the free cash stash, yeah.
The free cash stash.
Chance to win $1,000 every hour on the hour.
Giveaway, and the word, are we ready?
Yeah.
All you, a million people in our listening audience, are you ready for the word? We need that drum roll. The word is machine.
Yeah.
Like the Terminators are machines.
Yep.
So text in machine to, and what's the text?
72881.
72881 for your chance at a cool grand.
Yeah.
That's an easy way to make a grand.
Wouldn't you like to line your pockets with cash? Like my pockets are lined with lint and cotton, and that's it. I'd like to have $1,000 cash in my pocket.
$1,000, man. That's 10 $100 century notes. Mm-hmm. I'll take it. You know, the greatest thing, there's two great things about that interview that we just had, and I wish we had him for more time, but he was under such a time crunch with his schedule, as you can imagine, a former Major League Baseball pitcher and director of the FCA here in South Carolina would have. You know, there were two things about that interview with Jose Alvarez that really stood out to me. The first one was the hysterical line where he said, "We stole lines at the Braves. We just didn't use buzzers and drums." I almost fell out of my chair when he said that, laughing so hard.
It's part of the game. Stealing signs is part of the game. You just don't do it with electronic buzzers and video cameras.
Yeah, with cattle prods. You know, so you've got those. You know, you go to the doctor's office and they put those. I don't know what the heck are they called. Those white sticky things that measures your heart, EKG, whatever the heck they use those things for. I can only imagine having one under my armpit. I would be mad. I would be in the batter's box, and they would zing me, and I'd be like, okay, I know it's a fastball. But and I think one major league pitcher came out and said that he would rather face guys on steroids than he would them knowing the pitches.
I just want to know where they put this little buzzer pad, because if they put it a little high on the thigh, then get you in the wrong spot.
Yeah, you're...
Because you can't put it somewhere obvious. If you got a wire running up under your jersey, up here, up at your shoulder, people are going to see it.
Well, there's a famous video of when Jose Altuve hit the game-winning home run, and his guys were trying to tear his uniform when he hit home plate. He was fighting them off, and apparently it's because he had an electronic device on his body.
Oof.
So he was basically undercover for the feds and was wired up. And he didn't want it getting out on national television after they just won the game. And, of course, Altuve is one of the lead dudes.
Suspects
in this scandal. Of course, Hinch has already been shown the gate. The general manager's been shown the gate. The owner of the Astros is mandating that now the players have to come out with an apology that they don't really want to give. You've got this LA council trying to get a petition for Major League Baseball, and that leads me to my segue into the second thing that Jose Alvarez told us, is that this is just the beginning. Because when it's under one of those things that Diesel just said, everybody's doing it, it's like, and there's proof in the pudding. When you've got Beltran, who should be a first ballot Hall of Famer, but he may not be because of the steroid issue, and then now the cheating issue where it cost him his job as the manager of the Mets. So he may be out of the Hall of Fame because of that. Now you've got the situation with the Red Sox, the situation with the Mets. You've got that famous interview that Alex Cora did when Beltran was with the Yankees, who is not immune to this at all, where Cora was trying not to out Beltran when a reporter asked him about the situation. He's like, yeah, we're aware of Beltran and what he's all about. So those are things, and if it's ingrained, and see, here's the problem I have with these nut jobs that want to take away World Series from the Astros, let's throw them in jail. When it's the same thing that's going on with Kansas and Kansas State and this fight that happened. We want to use a sledgehammer to kill a gnat.
I'm saying things like that, they're just trying to get likes on Twitter. They're trying to get clicks. That's all it is. Nobody really believes that, but you have to in this world of you got to say outlandish things to get any kind of interaction on Twitter. That's how you get it, by saying outlandish things.
Well, the thing that worries me is the point that Jose Alvarez made during our interview is that Major League Baseball has to respond in a decisive and severe way. Now, he didn't say it, but that leads me to believe that Major League Baseball may take away the World Series championship from the Astros. Now, I don't agree with that. I think it's ridiculous because if Major League Baseball does that, then they literally need to shut the door of Cooperstown and throw out every Major League Baseball player that has ever been put into the Hall of Fame, and they need to stop playing the game because sign stealing is as a part of baseball as the ball that is used.
I'm honestly surprised we don't have some, you know, Twitter warrior going through line by line, person by person, who's enshrined in Cooperstown right now, and putting out all these reasons why each person should not be in Cooperstown, why they should start removing guys from the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. I'm surprised we don't have that.
Well, and that's because if you know why, Diesel? Because if you did that, there wouldn't be anybody in it. It would just be a big empty room. Because that's baseball. And I know it's one of those unwritten rules, and I know there's this movement for, you know, it's like sliding into first base or sliding in to second base to break up a double play. You know, it's like throwing at a guy when he hits a home run or shows up the pitcher. You know, Gaylord Perry had more Vaseline on him than any acting studio in California. Jose Alvarez alluded to the fact that guys used to file down, would keep sandpaper in their glove to file down the baseball. And those guys are in the Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame pitchers. So I think Major League Baseball is going to really open up. I mean, look. Is it bad because of the length that they went? And I think that's what everybody is like. Are you serious that you're using a buzzer? You're banging a drum over there in the dugout to alert your teammate when it's coming. Now, let me ask you something. Is it as bad using a drum or electronic device that's on a person's body to let them know a pitch is coming? Is that as bad as a silent signal? I mean, what? Which way do you want to go with it? And that's the point that I have, is that now it's kind of like people want to redo the game of baseball. You know, it's like when people found out in NASCAR that there were people tinkering with the cars that were supposed to all be the same.
How dare you?
There's that famous line in Days of Thunder where Tom Cruise looks at Duvall and says, well, aren't all the race cars the same? And Duvall looks at him and goes, well, according to the rule book. You know, so it's one of those things where, are we making a mountain out of a molehill?
Still the all-time great is Harry Gant hollowing out his roll bar so that he could put a couple extra gallons of gas in it.
Exactly.
I mean, you're literally putting your life at risk to set your car on fire.
Right.
You're putting fuel in the vehicle with you
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, when he says
to go that extra 500 yards.
That's right. I'm going to shave you till you look like a bullet, and that's going to add an extra 20 miles to the gallon.
Yep.
And those are things that leave the game alone. I mean, to me, there's so many other issues with baseball that need to be fixed, like the time of a game. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't have 5 hours to go watch a baseball game.
God awful. Can't watch it.
So let's fix that. Let's get that taken care of. Let's make the game more popular. Let's make the game more marketable. Let's get our stars out there that we used to be able to name every single one of them, and now you can't identify who a good player is. You can't identify a superstar. You can by the contract. Oh, this guy got $300 million. That guy got $400 million. Oh, that guy got $900 million.
Then it becomes a matter of how good is their agent.
Exactly.
You're judging a player based on how good his agent is, not how good he is.
Exactly. And I don't care what anybody says. Curt Schilling, Barry Bonds, and Roger Clemens need to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't care that they did steroids. I don't care. Because it's one of those things that was so rampant. It's like when Lance Armstrong got busted for human growth in the Tour de France. And then it came out that 98% of the guys on those bicycles were doing the same thing. So that cancels out any advantage. It's like Diesel. Diesel likes to lift weights. I used to like to lift weights. I need to more now. But if Diesel's going to the gym and he's juicing and I'm going to the gym and I'm juicing, guess what? And he and I are competing head-to-head, then there is no advantage because we're both doing the same thing. But we're so self-righteous as a country that when, oh, this group like the Astros or this group as the Red Sox or this group as the Mets or Kansas State or Kansas, like we're getting ready to talk to in the next segment, you know, or the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots weren't the first one to steal signs or to try to video an opponent. I can tell you this with 1,000% confidence, it goes on at the high school level. If you want to join the conversation, 844-477-3776, or hit us up on the text line, text ESPN to 71307. There's just some things about sports, just leave it alone. And here's the other thing, they're professional athletes, which I've got a whole other view when it comes to pros because those are grown men. And don't give me this, oh, it's the integrity of the game. I'm so sick of self-righteous people getting behind microphones and they talk about, oh, it's the integrity of the game. The game of baseball was always about winning at all costs. That's the reason the Yankees paid $125,000 to get the rights to Babe Ruth. They didn't care about the integrity of the game. They wanted to win. And Jose Alvarez alluded to the fact that at what price do you pay from, and he's talking about from a morality issue, it's up to every guy in Major League Baseball, what do you want to do to win? Some guys, there's a line. Other guys, there's not a line. In professional sports, I can tell you, there's not much of a line. I mean, the New England Patriots, who arguably the greatest dynasty in the history of the NFL over what they've done over the last 17 years, felt the need to try to cheat to beat the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, let that sink in. And we had callers, because I was on the show. I was hosting the show. And we had callers calling in. No, it was a techno crew. This is a misunderstanding. They were so braggadocio about it that that guy was wearing a New England uniform or jersey or something that identified him as a member of the Patriots. So spare me this self-righteous attitude of the integrity of the game. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back into the show at ESPN Upstate. I am Josh Phillips. That is Diesel over there on the board. You know, these whiny little people that get behind microphones talking about, you know, the Houston Astros, and now we need to string them up over something that's happened for 100 years that makes the game spicy. Leave it alone. Another thing that makes sports spicy is competitiveness, pride, respect, and the willingness to fight for your teammate. And that was on full display last night at Fog Allen Fieldhouse when the Kansas Jayhawks took on the Kansas State Wildcats. And things got a little bit – now, things had already gotten out of control. Kansas was up like 28 points, 21 points. They end up winning the game 80-61, something like that. It was a blowout in favor of Kansas. Kansas is the number ranked, three-ranked team in the country. And there was a steal, and a guy was making a run for the goal, and as any competitor will do, they're going to defend their rim, and they're going to play to the last whistle. And then this happened.
And a block to finish. And DeSosa blocks it, and now the bench is empty. Just unnecessary.
Yep. That's not good.
This is a punch call. This is bad.
No good.
Oh, this is terrible.
There are going to be ramifications for this going forward.
And it's just no point to it.
That's the radio call once Da Silva, and basically what happened is Da Silva blocked the layup and did it emphatically, and then stood over the guy for Kansas State that was trying to make the layup. One of his teammates took that as a sign of disrespect, came up behind Da Silva, shoved him, and then, as they say, all heck broke loose. And it was in the corner. And let me tell you this. As many basketball games as I've worked, either regular games or the NCAA tournament, those corners are packed. I mean, they've got camera crews in there. They've got TV crews in there. They've got fans in there. They've got band members. They've got boosters. They've got NCAA personnel at the end of that bench. I mean, it is the corners of a basketball court in a basketball arena are some of the most congested in all of sports. Anywhere, that is the most congested spot. So then naturally, when you've got a bunch of 6'9", 6'10", 7-foot tall giants getting into a Donnybrook with normal people sitting down, it's going to get bad. But again, and look, he just said there's ramifications, and I believe Bill Self addressed it as well. Here's Coach Bill Self of the Kansas Jayhawks.
Obviously, it's embarrassment. It's not something that you'd be proud of. You know, this what happened is absolutely zero signs of toughness. I mean, it's a sign of immaturity and selfishness more so than it is toughness. So if I was a fan watching, you know, obviously, depending on what your perspective is, there would be nothing about that would intrigue me to want to watch more.
That's Bill Self addressing the situation when, honestly, it was one of his kids that was responding to being attacked. And that came from Kansas State. And here's their coach addressing the situation, Bruce Weber, who I've had to cover their team at the NCAA tournament.
You win with class, you lose with class. Disappointing that anything had to happen at the end. And, you know, that's all I can say. It's probably my fault. But I had told them not to press. I had told them not to foul. I told them back off. But, you know, the kids are young guys. They want to play hard. They were disappointed, frustrated, played, you know, you don't want to take that fire out of their belly. But at the same time, you know, you got it. Handle it right, and created a bad thing.
And that's Bruce Weber defending his kids a little bit and the fact that they were still competing. And then you're getting smoked to your arch rival. And then De Silva made a phenomenal play on that block. I mean, it was a great athletic play. And then he stood over the guy. These type of fights happen at Thursday night church groups and church league basketballs. Now, I totally disagree with the indefinite suspension that De Silva got today. Now, I know everybody's going to say, well, he picked up a chair. Yes, he shouldn't have picked up the chair. But let me tell you something. If you're playing a sport and then somebody comes off the sideline or the baseline or from across the court and you can't see him and shoves you in the back, and then a mess of his teammates are right in behind him, you better believe a fight is going to ensue. It doesn't make it right, but by then getting shoved in the back doesn't make it right either. Because now you're asking a guy that just got assaulted to not respond. That's why I totally disagree with, you know, everybody was talking about he needs to be kicked off the team, De Silva. Absolutely not. Everybody talks about, well, he should get a 10-game suspension. Absolutely not. He should not be suspended for anything. Now, if you want to give him, I take that back. Maybe give him a 1-game suspension for picking up the chair, because that really could have got somebody hurt. But defending himself from half of Kansas State's basketball team? No. If anybody should be suspended, it should be the one that hit him in the back. And let's not, and we talked about it in the previous segment, let's not get all self-righteous and talk about how I heard Seth Greenberg got on there and talked about this is a stain and a black eye on the state of basketball. Seth, shut up. Marcus Smart went into the fan into the stands after a fan when he was at Oklahoma State. Bill Laimbeer started a lot of fights for the Detroit Pistons and all kind of Donnybrooks went on in the NBA. And then let's not forget Christian Laettner stomping on a Kentucky player, literally took his foot and kicked him in the chest while he was laying on the ground during an NCAA tournament in which Duke was getting beat. And he was not kicked out. Subsequently, Kentucky was winning that game, should have won that game, and Laettner makes that miraculous shot that now everybody knows about. That in today's game, he, you know, all the self-righteous people would have been talked about, oh, well, he should have got kicked out of the game. So let's pump the brakes there, Seth Greenberg, when you start talking about this is a stain on college basketball. No, it's not. It was two guys. It was two schools that hate each other that were in the middle of competition. And one took it personal and went a little overboard. You don't throw them in jail for that.
This is what rivalries are about. It's unfortunate that it went to this level, but this is what rivalries are about. A little pushing, a little shoving is fine, but when you have this kind of brawl, I get it. It's over the top, but that's what rivalry is.
And we're not really used to seeing it anymore. You know why? Because we're not used to fighting for anything anymore.
Right.
You know, everything is, I'm not going to look somebody in the eye that I disagree with or I don't like and tell them that. I'm going to go to Twitter. I'm going to be a Twitter tough guy. I'm going to be a Twitter tough. I'm going to be an Instagram hero. And I love the fact that Bruce Weber talked about the competitiveness of his kids that he doesn't want to the coaches. This isn't a big deal. Now, the question you got to ask yourself is Bill Self has got an issue, because this isn't the first time Bill Self in Kansas has been involved in some type of issue. You had the Snoop Dogg incident. You had the Adidas situation, which to this day, I do not know how Bill Self is still employed. I mean, Kansas, Kevin Durant came out and talked about, now it wasn't with Kansas because he played at Texas, but he talked about the rampant way Adidas and the Big 12 was funneling money to kids. He was one of them. And so was Bill Self. Bill Self was in the middle of that as well. And then now you've got this situation. But I'm not faulting Da Silva and the Kansas players. Okay, yeah, he blocked the shot and stood over the guy. You know what? You go to any basketball court in the country. Basketball is the biggest trash-talking sport in the history of sports. Football's up there, but it cannot hold a candle to basketball. You go to any basketball court, you go to any church. I've seen more adults thrown out, I'm serious, of church league basketball games, and you guys out there listening to me that are laughing because you know it's happened as well. This is the show at ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, Diesel, that brawl reminds me of my childhood. It really does. And what I mean by that is when me and my brother and sister, when we were growing up, you know, we were competitive. We played every sport that you could think of. And we had to be probably 9, 10 years old, and my sister and my other brother were playing a pickup basketball game. And a fight broke out between me and my sister. And I don't know how, I can't remember, but anyway, we got back to the apartment where we were living, and it spilled over into the apartment, and she wore me out with a phone book. But I guess now you're not supposed, we're too sophisticated to be able to compete. And I know people are going to say, oh, well, you sound like you promote that stuff. No, it's not. You don't ever want that stuff to happen. But when you get guys that are in a competitive mode and a charged up atmosphere, eventually it's going to happen. I mean, we saw it, what was it, 2004, when Clemson and South Carolina got into it over a sack. And they got order restored. You know, I mentioned the Detroit Pistons. They started more fights than Don King. And would purposely do it. I mean, Kevin McHale shoved Kurt Rambis into a post. So, you know, this business about, oh, well, and I don't agree. I do not agree with the indefinite suspension that Da Silva had to go through. I think he should have been given a one or two game suspension for picking up the chair, and that's it. Because my question, if I'm Bill Self, is, hey, look, yeah, you're in there defending yourself, but you're 7 foot tall, 240 pounds. What the heck are you picking up a chair for?
Playing too much WWE.
Yeah, exactly. Hall of Fame selections. Larry Walker, if you want to join the conversation, let me clean up some of these texts. Texter gets in with us, says, Chiefs get an easy win. Coach Phillips, nice to have you back. Thank you, I appreciate that. Another texter gets in with us and says, ESPN Upstate equals Clem Sucks Radio. What does that mean?
We've barely talked Clemson today.
They played for the national title. I would be willing to ask, is your team playing for the national title? If your team played for the national title, if you're an LSU fan, tweet me back and say that.
Does he not remember like the almost two straight weeks we spent talking about South Carolina? Nonstop?
And there was actually a promo of me talking highly of South Carolina that got me in trouble.
Well, the problem is the 2 weeks we spent talking South Carolina, it wasn't really for positive things.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't. I've always tried to look at the good for the Gamecocks, to be an impartial mediator. But that was all about the fact that they had just played for the national title and all the going-ons that, because I haven't been here in like a year, but whatever. You want to join the conversation, 844-477.
It makes him feel good to say Clemson.
Hey, great. If we're part of your therapy, we welcome all of you. Dr. Josh is on the chair.
He's a philosopher, football coach, and therapist.
So if you needed to get that off
your chest.
Put
that on your business card.
That's exactly right. You know, the Dr. Josh, the Dr. J, not basketball, we'd have to coin it, therapy session is now open. You want to join the appointment? Make an appointment. 844-477-3776 is the appointment line. Or you can hit us up on Twitter. Text ESPN to 71307. Hall of Fame for Major League Baseball. We talked about that a little bit. Larry Walker, of course, got in at 76%. I believe you need 75% to be elected, so he got in. Derek Jeter got in. Well beyond 76, I believe 99.8 was the percentage that he got in. But Larry Walker, with a very real and raw emotion, once it got announced, he was going to be a Hall of Famer.
Well, I think I was quoted earlier as sending something out that I didn't think it was happening, and I actually truly meant that. I had the numbers in my head and was prepared for no call, and then the opposite happened, and that call comes, and all of a sudden you can't breathe. So it was the day flew by pretty quick, but when that phone rang and I saw the number, heart skips a beat.
Yeah, real raw emotion there from Larry Walker, not anticipating getting that phone call, but I could only imagine what that was like. I mean, we just saw Jimmy Johnson and Bill Cowher elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Of course, Bill Cowher, well-deserved, and Jimmy Johnson, long overdue.
When they told Bill live on the air that he was getting in, I almost choked up a little bit.
I'm that's like, right.
What a way to tell somebody while they're, you know, in the middle of doing their job, you're going to stop them down and do this? I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, and I thought they need Jimmy Johnson almost needed oxygen. and I love the reaction that people had when Jimmy got the announcement that he was going, and it should have happened a long time ago. Look, Jimmy Johnson is one of the greatest coaches to ever live, and he is so underappreciated for not only what he did in college with the Miami Hurricanes, but then the transformation that he did with the Dallas Cowboys. And let's be honest, had Jerry Jones left Jimmy Johnson alone, he probably would have won 10 Super Bowls. They would have won, oh gosh, they won 3 and 4 years in the mid-90s, and that's with Barry Switzer. And had that not happened, they probably would have won 3 or 4 more. So they would have won 8 to 10 more. 8 or 10 Super Bowls overall. And nobody would be questioning the validity of Jimmy Johnson. And I'm so happy in the fact that he finally got in. There's so many arguments against him that are just so unfounded. You know, one of the things that people say is, oh, well, it wasn't really Jimmy. It was the talent on that team. Because look at what Barry Switzer did. People forget that when Jimmy took over that club, along with Jerry Jones, when they bought the Dallas Cowboys, that team was atrocious. They went 1-15 his first year. And he was quoted in his book that came out that his team that won the national title at Miami would have beaten that Dallas Cowboys team. It was that bad. And that's from a coach. And he won 2 Super Bowls. And then he took the Miami Dolphins to the playoffs. One of the most underrated coaches. And whatever you want to talk, whatever your thoughts about him as a person or a human being, I could really care. I don't know the guy personally. But I've known him as a coach. And he's one of the greatest of all time. And I'm happy that he's in the Hall of Fame finally. Man, that dude that is the guy that I believe his name's Baker that shows up in the blue suit, that dude is huge. That represents the Hall of Fame, the NFL Hall of Fame. That guy's got to be like 6'9". Because he was standing next to Strahan. Strahan's 6'4", 6'5". And I believe his last name is Baker. But congratulations to Larry Walker and to Derek Jeter. This is the show at ESPN Upstate. Welcome back into the final segment of the second hour. I am Josh Phillips. That is Diesel over there on the board. And real quick, I want to touch on this in the final 5-6 minutes before we give the free cash stash word for the next hour. You want to tune in for that. In order to get have a chance at a free $1,000. I'll have that for you here right before the 2 o'clock hour. And I want to thank everybody that's tuning in during your work day. 12 to 3 is you're either on your lunch break or you're in the middle of your work day, and we appreciate you listening in to ESPN Upstate. But putting a bow on this Hall of Fame class, of course, Derek Jeter, the captain, shocked he wasn't unanimous, should have been. Think about that. In the history of baseball, only one player, and he's from the modern era, Mariano Rivera, the only player in the history of Major League Baseball to be a unanimous selection to Cooperstown. Think about that. The Lou Gehrigs, the Babe Ruths, the Hank Aarons.
Well, the one saving grace of not voting Derek Jeter unanimous is then it sets the precedent that we have to have unanimous first ballot Hall of Famers every year. You know, I don't like that. It's almost like calling somebody the GOAT.
Yeah,
it's calling somebody the GOAT as soon as they do something great in one game. You know, I don't know. I don't want every year for there to be unanimous first ballot Hall of Famers.
Yeah, it makes it special.
Sure.
But you would think Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, all those type of players. You would think they would be like surefire.
No-brainers.
But, you know, if I'm not mistaken, we'll have to look it up. But if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's the Baseball Writers Association that votes, if I'm not mistaken. And those guys can be a funny bunch of squirrels when it comes to their voting on Hall of Famers. But, again, on the ballot, of course, they got in. The guys that are getting a lot of publicity, mainly because their numbers actually went up. Curt Schilling is probably the one that's closest to getting in. He's actually crossed 70%. So he's got a real shot of making it. He's only got 5% more. Now, that's a lot when you're talking about a selective amount of votes. But Curt Schilling at some point will probably be forgiven and will become a Hall of Famer. Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds, they've got some work to do. Even though they are up 1%, both of them, Roger Clemens was up to 61% of the vote. So he's got to make up another 14%.
I'd really love to know, and by the way, I'd look this up, baseballhall.org. Only active and honorary members of the Baseball Writers Association of America who have been active baseball writers for at least 10 years shall be eligible to vote. I'd love to know the average age of eligible voters.
Now I guarantee you now it's probably in their 80s. Those guys probably can't even see the ballot.
Well, to force somebody to be in the business for a decade, it's hard to stay in sports journalism for a decade. That's really, really tough. And so those old-timers, they can be a little curmudgeonly.
Yeah, and if you do something – now, Roger Clemens is only one percentage point above Barry Bonds. But see, here's the problem with Bonds. Not only did Bonds use steroids, but everything that the writers talk about is the guy was a jackass to deal with from a media standpoint. And that doesn't do you any help.
Well, what is this, the Nice Guy Hall of Fame or the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I mean, you bring a good point, Diesel. It's a little bit of both. You kind of got to – there's a time and a place where
– you always have to politic a little.
A little bit. I mean, you got to be nice to some of those guys in the media because if you don't, they'll hold it against you the rest of your life. Obviously, 61% of the riders don't because they think Barry Bonds – deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. 61% believe Roger Clemens should be in the Hall of Fame. My thing is, I hope they all three get in. Because steroids does not help you from a hand-eye coordination make contact with a round ball that you're trying to hit with a round bat. That is a unique skill. And again, during that era, they weren't the only ones. It was rampant, because there really was no rule. But they're not going to want to do that with those three players, and I'll tell you why. They don't want to let Pete Rose in. And if you let Curt Schilling, Roger Clemens, and Barry Bonds in, you've got to let Pete Rose in. Here is the 2 o'clock free cash stash at ESPN Upstate. The word is pad, like Diesel has a major bachelor pad. This is ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.